Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Helgeland, a daughter of the Diocese of Sioux Falls and worker in student development at the University of Mary, shares what God has been doing in her life.
So today is the memorial of the first holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church. When I first saw that was the memorial today, I had to look into it a little bit more because, you know, yesterday was the great feast of Saints Peter and Paul, who were martyred in Rome for being part of the early church. And of course, there was that 300 or so year time frame where Christianity was outlawed in the Roman Empire. And so I'm thinking that's a long time. A lot of people were probably martyred during that time. So who actually are the first holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church? And these are the people who specifically were martyred during the reign of Emperor Nero. So that's around the year 64 AD. And Saints Peter and Paul were presumably martyred a little bit after that time, but still around that same time frame. But anyway, so I was looking into this a little bit more and just reading these gruesome tales of people being martyred, right? The Romans were very creative and they really loved torture as means of entertainment. And we see that just in how often they utilized, you know, the Colosseum and the different circuses just to make torture a spectacle, whether it was martyrdom of the Christians or some other form of, you know, gladiator battle, whatever it was, they loved watching people get hurt or killed as a form of entertainment. So it's just sickening. But then it's also intriguing just to dive a little bit deeper into the minds and the hearts of the martyrs, right? So some of the things that they said were that they would tie Christians to poles and light them on fire. And that they would use them as basically human torches to light up the pathways, the roads at night. For some people, they would sew them into animal skins and throw them in the woods so that they could be hunted. Others, they would just straight up feed to the animals. And, you know, then there's other forms that we've heard about before, like crucifixion, other forms of torture, murder like that. And we know that's what happened. St. Peter was crucified upside down and St. Paul was beheaded. So a variety of different forms of torture and death. And as I was reading all of these stories, I was thinking about this quote from Tertullian. I probably butchered his name, but he said, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church." So I'm thinking about these martyrs who let themselves be burned or fed to animals or hunted down by the Romans. And if this was around the year 64 AD, that means Christianity was only about 30 or so years old, right? So this religion was in its infancy and Christ had only been ascended for about 30 years. And these people who may or may not have actually known him in person were laying down their lives for him and this religion that he started. And I kept thinking, I'm like, what? Like, they don't know all the stuff that we know now. These early martyrs of the Holy Roman Church, they don't know. They didn't have the recorded scriptures. They didn't have the formalities that we have within the church. They just knew what the apostles told them, or maybe what the disciples of the apostles told them. They may have never even encountered Christ face to face, but they knew him through the stories and through the people they encountered who knew him or who knew other things about him. And they gave their lives for that. But then we keep hearing other stories of, you know, maybe the people who were persecuting the Christians. At one point, that was St. Paul, or the person who lunged his lance into the side of Christ, right? We have these murderers at hand who are killing people for their faith, and then they wind up being converted. And so we go back to this phrase of the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, and their witness to the faith that was in its infancy It is what has helped the church and the faith continue to grow. And this was just blowing my mind. Why? Like, why did these people do this? And how hard is it for me to allow the little deaths in my daily life? And I know what they didn't know then. And nobody's standing at my door to try and kill me for my faith. Praise God. But then I make it way more difficult than it needs to be. And this inspired me to think a little bit more and reflect on what martyrdom maybe looks like in my own life. Because we know, like, around the world, persecution and martyrdom is still happening to Christians. And that might look like actual murder, like actual physical martyrdom. Or maybe there's persecution that people are treated like less humans because they believe in God and because they worship Jesus Christ. It still exists for sure. But I think so often we're faced with these opportunities for like our own little martyrdoms, like our death to self in order to love God more, that we refuse. We so often refuse them, or we do them begrudgingly instead of like these martyrs that are dying with smiles on their faces because they are so pleased, so delighted to serve the Lord in such a powerful way. And so I wanted to reflect on a little bit, what does martyrdom maybe look like in our daily lives? And for me, some things that I really struggle with that involve my own death in order to better unite myself to Christ and to show that I love him more is like getting out of bed in the morning on time to spend some time in prayer. I literally live like two doors down from a chapel, and sometimes it is so, so hard to get up and pray. Or giving into opportunities for humility, to receive those humbling opportunities versus hanging on to my pride. Or something that's really difficult for me and probably so many others is choosing what was already chosen for me. So something that the Lord has asked me to do, and instead of begrudgingly doing it, saying, yes, Lord, like I choose this too because you chose it for me, and then joyfully going forth with it. So these little opportunities for martyrdom exist in our daily lives, but the question is whether or not we're going to actually follow through with them and actually do them, embrace them. So I think these little things that kind of seem like little things until we are tasked with doing them, these should continue to inspire in us and others a greater love for Christ and his church, just like the blood of the martyrs who literally physically gave their lives for Christ and his church. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Inspire in our hearts a greater fire, a greater love for you, that each opportunity for self-sacrifice may seem sweet to us, just like martyrdom seemed sweet to your saints. We ask that you give us the courage and the strength to choose you above our own wills, that we may grow in deeper and more intimate love with you. We ask all this in your name, and may the first holy martyrs of the Holy Roman Church pray for us. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.